got an opportunity to play. I thought the first group did a decent job, especially in protection. You know, we were pretty clean except for one play that Mark ended up slipping underneath the linebacker and getting a first down, actually, on scrambling for it. But the first line did a good job keeping the quarterback clean. We got a little bit too much push in our second and third group. I thought the pocket collapsed a little bit, both on Matt and on Timmy a little bit. So those are some things we got to correct. But overall, I thought the communication was good, and they knew what they were doing from an assignment standpoint. There's a lot of technical things we need to continue to work on.
And did you go past the
kicker yesterday? Yeah. So he'll be running around. He's got his helmet on, and we'll ease him back in. He's missed a few things, so he won't go through the full practice, but he'll start going through agilities and things like that. So. He's played there before. So Stout's just mixing and matching those guys. You know, again, I've said it. I know I say it a lot, but it's the same thing. If your versatility, you got to be a guard tackle or you got to be a center guard. So Dennis Kelly played a couple different spots. Dennis played left and right. You know, I think anybody in that second group kind of moved around a little bit, except for maybe Moffitt just stayed at right guard. But Julian and Moak switched off a little bit at center and guard. So that's just what we always do with our second group.
Do you expect to see D'Amico Ryans today?
D'Amico will be back tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
What about Coupland?
Coupland's back today.
Sam and DeMarco, when the Ravens come in, be a part of those practices like they normally would if it was just you?
Yeah, they're full go.
Any takeaways from the nickel position, being Roe or Watkins from Sunday?
Yeah, we actually used Roe, Watkins, and Denzel. I think all those guys had some really good plays. You know, Eric made a nice play on a fumble strip, you know, near our sideline. Also caused another fumble. You know, when Maragos came in, they ended up Indianapolis ended up recovering it. But, I thought he, for the first time in there, because he's only been there for the least amount of time, you know, we just moved those corners in there. But we were pleased with him, and Jalen did some nice things in there, so it's still an ongoing process. But we were pleased with how the nickels played.
After watching the tape, what did you see from Barkley and Tebow?
I thought both of them played well, but I think in both of their occasions, there's a couple, you know, miscommunications where some things broke down that weren't their fault, you know, so they've got to kind of make some adjustments from it. But I thought they both, when they had time, threw the ball very well, were accurate with their throws. Matt got a little bit more throws than Timmy had in terms of just play calling, but that wasn't by design. That's just kind of how the game expressed itself. But I thought they both took advantage of their opportunities.
A guy like Kiko, does he have some catching up to do after 2 weeks, or he kind of?
I think mentally he's good, but he has been out for 2 weeks, so he'll go through agilities and individual drills today, and maybe just a little 7-on-7. I don't know if they're going to put him in team, but he should be good to go by the end of the week. I just think it's a different competition, different number one, different offense. You know, they'll see a little bit more two back. We didn't see much two back. We got a little from the Colts, but they did it with an extra tight end in the backfield, you know, playing with a true fullback, I think. So schematically, there's some different things that I think our defense is excited to get a chance to see. And then anytime I think you get a chance to compete against another team, you know, when you got players like Steve Smith out there at receiver, and Joe Flacco, who's one of the best in the league, you know, that's always the great thing when we got a chance to go against the Patriots, is you get to, you know, play against Tom Brady. You know, we get a chance to go play against Flacco. You got Suggs and Dumervil and that group on the defensive line. Outside linebacker defensive line in terms of pass rush. So that'll be some good matchups with our offensive line. So it's just, I think the competition part of it is what we're really excited about.
You spoke last year about Josh Huff and consistency, and I'm wondering, what have you seen in camp so far to tell you that he's made strides in that regard?
I think he's been very consistent in camp. Caught everything. You know, he's done a really nice job from that standpoint. Didn't have any targets on Sunday, but that's just kind of how it expresses itself. You know, you can't predict all the time where the ball's going, depending on how the coverage is in terms of when you're calling plays. But I think Josh has really matured and been really consistent since April.
Benny had a handful of impact plays. Yeah. I think he was only in there for 9 snaps.
He was. He was in there 9 snaps and had 3 tackles. So if we played him for 30 snaps, he would have had. I mean, we could just extrapolate it, but that'd be 10. Rube, you're the math guy. Check.
That's something that you saw coming on from him, or what have you?
We were pleased, really pleased with him. I thought he played really, really well. You know, and his knowledge and understanding of blocking schemes now, you know, going into year 3 for him, really sharp. Made some real, just not only were they physical tough plays, but he knew what what plays they were running based upon what was happening. You know, he backdoored once on a power play when the center blocked back on him, then came deep around the center and made a tackle in the backfield. They tried to cut him off once when he was a nose, but the right guard couldn't get to him, so he stayed flat on the center and kind of flattened him down. Then made another play in the backfield, and then on another one, it was a little twist game inside, but again, recognized the blocking scheme immediately and then came off of it. But we're really pleased with him and how he played on Sunday.
Chip, when your second string Eli comes in, it seems like they pick up right the pace. Is what Jerry's teaching. I mean, how much is that attributable to him and his coaching?
I think it's a combination of both. There's also really good personnel. So there's a lot of people that coach the same things to their ones and their twos, but there's a drop-off just because of the talent level. But when you have the ability to bring Vinny and Bo Allen and Taylor Hart and Brandon Bear in that next group, there's not a big drop-off. And that's one of the things we look for because of how tough it is to play defensive line and how much effort we ask our players to exert with. It's great that you have the opportunity to spell those guys. So Fletch and Sed and Benny can go play 10 snaps and then get a rest for 3 or 4, and then those guys can come back and they end up being fresher than the guys you're lined up against. Because, you know, if you're an offensive tackle, oh my God, you know, Fletch is, you know, if we're the center, you know, Benny's out of the game, good, here comes Bo Allen. You know, so there's not a big drop-off for it. But I think because of how we rotate those guys and what we demand of them from a practice standpoint, and then their individual skills, I think, really fits to what we're trying to do.
Years, you had Deshaun and Jeremy have a lot of snaps at the wide receiver position. You may have a little more depth this year. Do you envision there being spread out a little more evenly? How do you think things are going to, I mean, I know the game dictates how you roll guys in and out, but.
We would like to, and it's the same thing we thought, you know, what our plan is to have more depth there so that we don't have to have a guy in for, you know, 60, 70 snaps at one position, whether it be running back or receiver, but that was kind of our thoughts. To spread it around, because we ask our guys to run so much and what they do, that you need more bodies to do it. So, you know, that's barring injury, that's what we're looking forward to, rotating a little bit more at the receiver spot, because I think we've upgraded the bottom part of the receiver spot. So
I know you said Andrew Gardner is not necessarily the lead horse there at right guard. He just happened to be the guy first. What have you seen from him, though, since the end of last year? I mean, do you see him trying to seize this and doing everything he can?
Yeah, I do. And I think Stout feels the same way. The one thing about Andrew is he's very consistent. You know what you're getting. Extremely intelligent, knows how to run angles, knows where he's going on every play. You know, doesn't ask him to do. You know, he's not a flashy guy that's going to go out there and you're going to see him drive some guy back 15 yards and put him on his back and pancake him. But he always seems to be in the right spot, and I think he's worked really hard at it. So
when you look at your options there, and I know you like athleticism in that position, is he right up there, or is he actually?
Yeah, he's up there with those other guys. Yeah, Earl will not go today. I think it's Earl, D'Amico, Ertz will be the guys that aren't going today. Yeah, he says he can't run with his knee. So,
Chip, guys like Coughlin, Pachinski, and Barner might be a couple of them here last year, but they didn't play at all or didn't play much. How much of an advantage?
Pachinski played, though. I mean, he was a real good special teams player for us last year. Barner, I mean, I think some people – Barner was on practice squad, so he wasn't eligible to play.
But what I'm getting at is, for guys like that, how big an advantage kind of being here and getting used to everything coming in this year? And I mean, they all came in the middle of last year
It's an advantage over the rookies or some of the guys that are brand new to the system. But and they all know, you know, we talk about all the time, if you're not in that top group of guys, the three ways to make this football team are special teams. So that has to stand out for those guys. And I think you watch Kenyon did a really nice job in the return game for us the other day. Chris was an outstanding special teams player for us last year. So, you know, those guys understand what their niche is and what they can do. But I think having a little bit more experience than those other guys does give them a leg up in some situations.
It's like your special teams, Miles Austin didn't get in on special teams.
Yeah, I think he has a role, you know, as a wing on punt, and there's some things on punt return. It's just kind of how Fip was rolling those guys. There was a lot of different guys that we just wanted to get some snaps with a lot of those. You know, you look at some of those groups at the end, you know, the kicks, some of those the down-the-line tight ends that we had were down again there. All those receivers were in there, so we get some things on film. But Miles can contribute from a special team standpoint.
Did 2 years away from the game, almost. I think he did, and he played a lot, too.
He did play a lot. That whole second group, I think, led us in snaps, him and Molk and Vandervelde and those guys, Tobin, they were all in the same kind of boat. But he was a little inconsistent. I think he'll tell you that. I think just there's a little ruster. He hasn't played in a live football game in 2 years. So there were some real good things to build upon, though. There's certainly a skill set there to play offensive line. And you can see it, but there's also some inconsistencies in terms of sticking on blocks and staying with the guys for a little bit. But I think that's more of a Russ thing than a athletic ability thing.
Your linebackers, your starters are more or less okay, but you changed almost the whole group behind them. Yeah, you lost another guy today. Is that becoming
inside or outside? Because inside, they're all the same.
Okay.
Well, Najee's back, Acho's back. I mean, that's the same. At outside, it's just some injuries, you know, have put us in a situation. Obviously, Marcus and Brian have been here, but, you know, losing Travis, you know, had to bring in a new guy there, and then losing Jordan with a high ankle sprain. It's just a matter of making sure we got enough bodies in camp to kind of practice the way we want to practice. But at least Brian and Marcus were here last year. And at inside linebacker, Acho and Najee have been here for a while. And then you got Brad Jones, who's a, you know, 4 or 5 year, 6 year veteran in this league. So we think we got some depth from that standpoint.
Just following up on your view on 2 point conversions hasn't changed in the world, but I think there were 12 attempts this past weekend. Are you going to try it more during the preseason just to have it?
No.
Yeah. Why not?
Because they didn't move the ball up there. I don't think there's anything to entice us. The ball's been at the 2 yard line for the longest time. So you just look at the statistics of trying to get a 2 point play. If they wanted to encourage us to go for two, then they should have moved where you were going for two from. But it's always been at two.
But yes, your point's down
3%. 3%. I'm not hanging my hat on 3%. So it's 3%. It's and it drops down to under 50% on 2 point plays. So, you know, I would suggest, where's my math guy? Rube, which way are we going with? We dropped down 3% in extra points. I'll get your question in, but now we're under 50% in 2 points. So what are you going to do, math-wise?
I'm going to kick it.
You're going to kick it. We're going to kick it. I would say insufficient data 1 weekend. Small sample size.
Just follow up on what Jeff was saying about the depth at receiver and running back. I mean, was that a conscious thing coming out of last year that we need to have more guys who can actually be a part of the offense?
Yes. There are times when it was, you know, you're calling plays and who's in the game. Play call changes a little bit. You know, I think you watch Ryan and he only had 2 carries, but I think, you know, we think as Ryan as a one back. We think of DeMarco Murray as a one back. We think of Darren in that situation too. And at wide receiver, I think we really, with the additions of Nelson, you know, and adding Miles, you know, we've got some guys there to go along with Coop and Jordan and Huff that we think, and with Tutu and Mayo, I think we've got a lot more depth than we've had both at receiver and at running back. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.